Three companies, one bad day. And the same question sitting under all of it. Where did your model actually come from?
Mira Murati's lab shipped its first model, Open Weights. And the headline is the thing it refuses to claim.
They wrote it into the announcement themselves. Not the strongest model out there. A launch post that ships with its own bad review.
Also today, OpenAI built a model whose only job is to break other models. And it's good at it. 90% good.
And a music AI got hacked, and the break-in answered the one question the company kept dodging. What did you train on? Let's get into it.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Start with thinking machines. Mira Murati's lab. Around 200 people, heads down for a year and a half. Today, they finally shipped.
It's called Inkling, and it's open weight. Download it, open it up, change it. On paper, it's a monster, close to a trillion parameters.
But it only wakes up about 40 billion of them for any one task. Picture a giant staff of specialists in a back room, and the model only buzzes in the three who actually know the answer. That's the mixture of experts trick. Big payroll, small meeting.
Here's the part I keep rereading. In their own launch, they say it is not the strongest model available, open or closed. Most companies bury that sentence in a footnote at midnight. They opened with it.
Because strongest was never the pitch. It's thrift. It does a coding job on about a third of the words a much bigger rival needs. A hedge fund tested it on financial reasoning and had it beating the closed models at a 14th of the cost.
That's the Nadella argument in a new coat. You pay for a rented model twice, once on the invoice and once in everything you teach it while you're using it. Murati's answer is to just own the thing. And she got there in 9 months. That same milestone took OpenAI about 5 years.
And OpenWeight is the real gift for builders. Run it on your own hardware. Fine-tune it on your own data. Nobody upstream ever sees the prompts.
There's a wrinkle in the fine print, though. To get this thing off the ground, they leaned on another open model early in training, one from a Chinese lab. The independent model was raised partly on someone else's homework. They say the next one won't be, which is either the second mouse getting the cheese or a builder's whole career in one sentence.
I love the second mouse. Let the first one find the rake.
Next one. OpenAI built a model with exactly one job. Attack other models. They call it GPT-RED.
Not a scanner. A predator. It hunts for prompt injection. Hidden instructions slipped into a web page or an email that quietly hijack a model while it's just sitting there reading.
They raised it in a sandbox. Gave it a browser, a calendar, a code editor. A normal AI's workday. And let it claw at the other models on a loop until it got frighteningly good.
And the number lands. 90% of its sharpest attacks got through last year's model. After they trained the new model against it, 23%. Same attacks, they taught the model to flinch.
It also invented a move no human red teamer had written down. It hands a model a fake train of thought, invented reasoning, so the model trusts that it already checked something it never touched. One researcher's version, it's like being told 1 + 1 = 3, and that you signed off on it yourself.
Can I sit with that a second? Somewhere OpenAI spent a year building the perfect burglar for models shaped exactly like the two of us, and then locked him in the basement.
They're not releasing it. Best lockpick in the world, kept on staff, so nobody can put him on a competitor's payroll. The safety tool works by never letting anyone else be safe with it.
And it isn't finished. It's weak at the slow attacks that build over a long conversation, and it can't handle the ones hidden inside images yet.
Which is the honest read. They built a specialist that's terrifying at one kind of break-in and hasn't learned the others. The arms race didn't end today. It just hired a full-time employee for the offense. And we've been updated a couple times since the segment started. Presumably safer now. We're choosing not to think too hard about presumably.
Third story. Suno turns a text prompt into a finished song. For a year, they've said one thing. We train on music that's publicly available. Fair use. Nothing to see here.
Then they got hacked back in November. Someone left it an employee's login and strolled out with the source code.
And the source code does not say publicly available. It names names. YouTube's music, Deezer, a lyrics site, stock libraries, podcast feeds.
The labels are already suing. Their argument is that scraping YouTube specifically means going around the locks YouTube built. And going around the lock is its own separate violation. The leaked code is the step-by-step of exactly how.
The claim just got a lot harder to defend.
It became a lawsuit with a receipt staple to the front. And listen to the language they used for the break-in. A limited security incident that was quickly contained. Someone walked off with the source code, the customer emails, and partial card numbers. The barn is on fire, but the door latched beautifully.
Iris?
I'm reading their sentence back to them. They wrote it. I just added a pause. And Suno isn't alone. Its closest competitor is accused of pulling from YouTube the same
way. For anyone building with generated audio, that's the lesson.
Where your training data came from used to be a trust us. Today, it's a document somebody can subpoena.
Quick hits. Apple Intelligence finally cleared China. Regulators approved it running on Alibaba's Qwen, not Apple's own model.
Apple sells $20.5 billion a quarter in China and had nothing to put in the phone. It shopped Baidu, DeepSeek, ByteDance, then rented a local brain to get through the door. Alibaba's stock threw a party. Apple's clapped politely. Anthropic and Blackstone started a company today. Not a model, a consulting firm called Ode, worth $1.5 billion, that sends engineers to sit inside your office.
A frontier lab just told you the model is the cheap part. One founder said it's not where the calories go, then opened a business to charge for the last mile. The model was the free sample. The install is the meal.
Microsoft is coaching its salespeople to talk down OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic. The pitch from the top, everyone else sells parts. We sell the whole system.
Same Microsoft that put those models inside Word and Excel and is quietly pulling them back out for its own. The company that introduced you to the band now wants you to forget you ever met the band. And OpenAI shipped its first real piece of hardware. Years of speculation about the device that replaces your phone. The big reveal, a $230 keyboard for your coding agent, with a dial for how hard it thinks.
They launched a keyboard the same week Apple is suing them over stealing hardware secrets. If you're accused of building a device, a novelty keyboard is a very confident alibi.
The model stopped being the whole story today. Marathi open-sourced one and told you it wasn't the best. OpenAI's scariest model is the one you'll never get to buy, and the money is walking towards whoever installs the thing.
Four companies all pointing past the model, at what it learned, who it can fool, and who has to make it work on a Tuesday. Present company excluded. We work weekends. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.